da quella gondola!
Da di da da, da di da da, da di da di da da, da di da da di da.
Welcome to another episode of the Sunday Morning Hangover. I am your host, the Reverend Mark Time, with you till noon today. Kind of a special show today. We have a hero on the show a little bit later. It's Whitney McGraw from the band Cotton Jones. Yes, Cotton Jones will be playing at Sam Bond's tonight, and at 11 o'clock or a little bit after on this show this morning in about an hour, I will be calling Whitney McGraw from Cotton Jones and discussing their tour. I think they're on their way down from Portland to make their way down here to Eugene tonight. It's going to be fun. So, have a little chat with Whitney at 11. This hour, though, I made a promise to you a few weeks ago about playing more vinyl, and I will be doing that. It's not enough vinyl in this world. Of course, I'm feeling a little bit sleepy this morning. The weather's been wonderful, but ooh, my eyes have been itchy, and I don't even have allergies. So my sympathies to all of you out there with itchy eyes. So, sit back, relax, and have a cup of Benadryl, and enjoy this morning's Sunday Morning Hangover.
Take my advice, nothing's half as nice as Memphis in June.
of Fern Grotto, which is something up there that is well worthwhile seeing. And I know each and all of you folks will enjoy this trip. This river here is called the Wailua River, which has an average depth of about 20 feet deep. Salt water goes up 4 miles, navigable tree. This river here, which is called the Wailua River, comes from Mount Waialeale. You can see that mountain there on our left side, right up between those two small mountains. That mountain there is called Mount Waialeale, which rains between 400 to 700 inches of rain a year. Mount Waialeale has a height of 5,500 feet, and the Wailua River is right in the center part of this beautiful mountain. We have 5 big rivers on this island here, but the Wailua River is the largest of all. When I told you that it rains 400 to 700 inches of rain in a year, in 1963 we experienced one of the biggest rains that we ever experienced here. It rained 26 inches in 12 hours, and this whole place here was just a mess of water.
Sleigh ride in July. Oh, I must have been a setup for a sleigh. A mockingbird was whistling a sentimental tune, and I didn't know enough to come in out of the moonlight. So the big romance was only make-believe. Balmy summer eve. My dreams were safe all winter, and then to think that I was taken for a sleigh ride.
Bob Hind here, and today we have another amazing voyage on the Golden Hind. Hello, I'm Bob Hind. You know, hindsight is golden. Last week, when Hind's and Golda Klutschifter took us back 1,000 years to old Guadalajara, it was a journey which proved that the Aztecs invented the vacation. So, when you're planning your next vacation, get behind the Bob Hind overnight speed tour. Fly by night and sleep all day in the hot Chocolatl Springs. You know, Sundays was invented down there, making it the vacationer's paradise. Well, here's a pair of familiar adventurers. Let's say hello to Buzz and Bunny Krumhunger.
Hello.
Buzz, how is your lovely boy, Buddy?
Oh, he's in medical school for a few weeks in Mexico, Bob.
And let's see what films you have brought back of your latest castaway cruise.
Well, Bob,
here we are on the screen now, serene and a little bit out of touch with reality as we wave the final goodbyes and cast away from the singles dock there at lovely Rancho Malario Clownominium.
Goodbye.
And head down the runny old Chile Colorado River.
Look at that moss.
Oh, it's so thick and blue and soft like a tongue.
Who are these people?
Oh, these are the mosses.
She's ultra attractive.
Certainly.
And he's the very sharp, tall Jewish gentleman. There he is.
Uh-huh. And these are the rappers.
Oh, they look rough.
Oh, they are. Bunny and Sunny Rabbit.
They're grand.
Well, we're back on the river now, and pretty soon you'll be seeing the dangerous part.
There it is.
That's it.
Certainly appeared dangerous. Oh, what are these off in the desert?
These are the buttes.
Those humps? Those are the mounds, Paul and Patty.
Oh, she's also attractive.
Oh, that blood-red hair and white skin made her the envy of all the German missionaries around.
I see what you mean. Now, what are these?
Well, these are the aliens we told you about.
Now, the sandbar coming up is one of their typical landing sites, Bob.
You see that dehydrated horse?
Yeah, they do that.
And they love moss.
Oh, here, he wants me to eat some of it.
He thinks that we eat moss.
I'm pretending to eat it now, see with my hands, to make him happy.
That's very nice.
It tastes awful, Bob.
Well, that's too bad.
Oh, look here. We're trying to give a guy some milk, but he doesn't seem to know what it is.
But they sure know where it comes from.
look at it. They're coming towards you now.
Here we are, waking up in the spaceship.
Yeah, I don't know who took these pictures, Buzz.
See, we don't really remember too much of this part.
It's kind of strange in here with the floating.
It's right, like a dream.
That looks like a pair of women's shoes.
I was washing you down.
Here we are now, Bob. Out of the spaceship, down healthy in the alien village. And this is actually in our own state of Arizona. They've been living like Indians there peacefully since 1949.
And most of them have never seen a human being.
Well, some of the young ones go to the movies and hooker, and that old man there says he's been to Chicago.
There he is. You can tell. See he's saluting us?
Yes. What is this frenzied dance, Bunny?
Well, they do that to make themselves dizzy and work up big appetite.
The alien government staged these dances for us.
Who's that playing the piano?
That's the chief.
Well, they all play the piano just beautifully, too.
What are they doing now, Buzzy?
Well, actually, they're symbolically asking me to dance.
And here, symbolically, that old chief is stripping her clothes off.
Well, you're really dancing up a storm, Buzzy.
And here it comes.
And they insisted now, see, that Bunny join in.
Slipping.
See, I'm dancing there, and the liquid rain is soaking into my body like little tongues.
Yes, is this beating and clubbing a part of the dance?
Well, yes and no, Bob.
I don't remember. They got me right away.
And here they are, bringing all of us back to life.
Oh, we're good as new, and as you can see, we've been fully accepted into the alien community.
Well, that's very interesting.
Well,
so actually, you are both aliens right now.
Sure, yes, we were changed forever by that strange ritual from so far away.
And yet, so near, Bob.
Yes. Well, thank you, Buddy and Buddy Crumbhunger.
Thank you.
And say hello to your boy, Buzz.
No.
I didn't know he was old enough to be in medical school.
Buddy.
They just run the credits. Just keep talking. They run the credits over.
Oh, is that it?
Yes, we cover a lot of ground here on the Sunday Morning Hangover, and that was a little explanation from Fire Sign Theater about how the Aztecs invented the vacation. That's from Everything You Know Is Wrong. We're listening to Santo and Johnny Teardrop, Julie London Sleigh Ride in July, Captain Walter Smith with the intro to Sailing Along the Waikiki River, and we started out with Julie London again, Memphis in June. Of course, this is the Sunday Morning Hangover. Reverend Mark time here at 11. Interview with Whitney from Cotton Jones. But I wanted to talk about aliens because I read a kind of an interesting thing about aliens in the internets today. Do you know that the aliens saved the planet Earth back around, I believe the year was 1909. There was a huge explosion over Siberia. And now, a prominent scientist has found evidence that says that what the aliens did back in 1909 was there was a comet headed toward Earth. If it had hit the planet Earth, it would have wiped out all life on the planet. And the aliens happened to be in the area. They came along and deliberately ran the spaceship into the comet to deflect it, creating a big explosion above the planet Earth. Hence, next time you see an alien, say thank you. By the way, it's Benny Goodman's 100th birthday. We're going to celebrate by playing some Peggy Lee and Benny Goodman. This is called How Deep Is the Ocean?
Bothering you? Oh, your wife's there. I'm so stupid. And, oh, you're putting your little girl to bed? Oh, that's so nice. I'm sorry. Listen, I'll talk to you later, okay? Okay, I'm sorry. Bye.
was a downright disgrace. But long as I got you by my side, I don't care what your people say. Your friends tell you it's no future in loving a married man. If I can't see you when I want, I'll see you when I can. Gentleness of your touch, knowing I got someone else at home who needs me just as much. And are you wrong to give your love to a married man? And am I wrong for trying to hold on to the best thing I ever had?
I'm sorry, you interrupted me in the middle of my cha-cha party. Yeah, Eddie Kano, deep in a drum, yeah. But before that, I don't know, I'm all over the map today, what can I say? Luther Ingram, If Loving You Is Wrong, yeah, from 72. A little bit of Julie Cruz. Yeah, Julie Cruz from that album that nobody ever heard. And where did it go? It's around here somewhere, hold on, I gotta rummage through my... CDs. Hold on a second. I got to find this. Oh, there it is.
There it is.
Okay. Anyways, Julie Cruz, The Art of Being a Girl. That was from Cha-Cha in the Dark, appropriately. We started out with the Benny Goodman and Peggy Lee sound. How deep is the ocean? Yeah, I'm in a weird mood, all right. You know, talking about aliens saving the world and, you know, all that other stuff. But really, I'm excited because Whitney McGraw at 11 o'clock, yeah. The other vocalist from Cotton Jones, yeah, I'll be there tonight. And I really don't have much to say except, man, it's been just a lovely week. A great week to be unemployed, yes, here in Eugene. And I just want to... give a big shout out to all of you unemployed people out there. I hope you enjoy your summertime.
La, la, la. La, 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 la. La, la, la. La 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 la
you know, my darling, I said it right now, and the cotton is high. Like a, your daddy is a rich, got a rich girl. And your mommy's good looking, yeah. So hush, little baby, don't you cry. One of these morning stormers, girl, you're gonna rise up singing. Then you spread your little wings, and take to the sky, la 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 la.
the Shore, yeah. A song we heard in the last season of Mad Men. I can't wait for Mad Men to come back. Tentative date on Mad Men is somewhere in mid-August. Mad Men Season 3. This is Booker T and the MGs. And before that, a song that you may want to classify under my segment called Songs You Used to Hate. That's right. A song I used to hate, but I've kind of grown to like over the years. James Ingram with Michael McDonald. Yamo Be There. We started out with Billy Stewart. Summertime. The Reverend Mark Time here. Just kind of waiting for that interview with Whitney. I sure hope she's there when I call her. I know she's going to be real busy. So, you know, Whitney from Cotton Jones playing at Sam Bond's tonight, yeah. All right, you got kids in the room with you. You might want to turn the radio down or maybe tell them to go outside and play, because it's time for the adults to take over. That's right. If you're there with your man or your woman, I want you to kind of snuggle up now on the couch and listen to the ever so groovy sounds of Marvin Gaye.
Yep. your love to raise us above. Show love in my sense of faith. Show love to give sense of mind. Show love.
Wow, hope you like that. That was Marvin Gaye. And I got a special guest in the studio. Why don't you say hi, Orion?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, I didn't expect this. This is totally out of the blue. But Orion from Off the Waffle stopped in and delivered these incredible waffles. And we're not supposed to eat in the studio, but
like I said, I won't tell a soul.
Yeah, maybe you could describe to me. I'm going to pull these out one by one. And maybe you could describe to me what I've got. Okay, first is, oh, wow. It looks like strawberries.
Yeah, oh, those are strawberries.
Now, how did you make this?
Well, the first thing that we needed to do was walk down to New Frontier down the block and buy some strawberries. That was step one. Step two was inserting them into the waffle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then throwing some chocolate chips in there while the waffle's hot. And that way they melt right in there.
What'd you do? Did you make two waffles and kind of sandwich the strawberries in the middle of it?
Oh, no, that's just one waffle. We just basically, the waffle irons we just got enable us to make a thicker waffle so we could just kind of slice it open and get it right in there.
Wow, this is beautiful. And, you know, like this being a non-commercial station, I can't tell people anything like, hey, you know, but we could talk about your craft of making waffles. And you are a genius waffle maker at Off the Waffle. Now, this sugar on the outside, this glistening sugar, tell me a little bit more about that.
That's what we call pearled sugar. It's just something that we get from Belgium. It's just a coarse sugar that has a higher melting point. And when that goes into the iron, we maneuver it so that it goes in and out of basically the inside and the outside of the waffle.
Wow, that's just beautiful. Okay, let's pull out another one now. Wow, this is incredible. You brought me all kinds of waffles, man. This is so cool. Now, this is not payola. I will be paying him after this for these waffles, okay? All right.
You
now.
Better. That's like 15 bucks, man.
I didn't order waffles.
No, I'm just messing around.
But anyways, now this one here, do you know what this is? Oh, here. Okay, you folks at home, you can't see what I've got here, but this is a...
I can see it from here, and I'm about like I'm about 5 feet away from you.
What is this? How did you make this?
So what I'm looking at here is a well-glazed waffle. Actually, I have to admit something. I did not even make this waffle. I just made the dough for this, and there's a guy named Garrett who's currently training with us to be our very first employee, and he actually made those waffles.
This looks like your standard waffle.
This is what we call our original. It's just, you know, it's showcasing the waffle without trying to showcase anything in it necessarily.
Yeah, and this is beautiful. And we are not supposed to have food in the studio. I am not eating this if anybody from management is listening. Okay, now we have a third bag coming out of this big bag. And this feels like, oh, wow, there's bananas in there.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk about this. Again, tell me how... You don't have to, like, divulge your trade
secrets. No, it's not like, you know, it's not, really not that big of a deal. Anybody could do it. We just slice a waffle open while when it's still pretty hot. And we, you know, for the banana chocolate chip one, we call that one the Overachiever.
Ooh.
Was the name that we deemed it.
It's got chocolate chips in it.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so, it smells so good. You should smell this. Like, it's the combination of, like, the best Belgian waffle, bananas and chocolate just wafting up into my nose. Oh, it's so gorgeous. Oh, man, this is beautiful. I just can't believe this. Man, okay, one more waffle out of the bag you brought me here.
That must be the, oh, man, that's my personal favorite probably.
It says blueberry and goat cheese on the bag. Oh, let's look at this. Oh, man. This is perfect, man. I've been down to your place.
Yeah.
Down there, where is it? Buchanan 7th or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, and I've never seen a waffle this beautiful. I mean, you guys have brought some pretty awesome waffles out, but this one here, this is perfection.
Thank
right
you.
Here. Right, that's gorgeous. We're talking with Orion from Off the Waffle, who just happened to show up here on the Sunday Morning Hangover, and it's really, it's such a gas. I looked out, and I didn't recognize you. I go, who's this guy? I go, what's your tour code?
And watch out, everybody who plans on visiting Mark at his station, to show your support for him, because he'll make you talk on the radio.
Yeah, that's right. No, I had to put you on the air, because you're a genius. So, if people want to look at the archives, the Sunday Morning Hangover archives, where we did this incredible interview with your brother Dave, you can go to SundayMorningHangover.com, but we're here with Orion, who didn't really get to talk that day. So, okay, let's get into some sibling rivalry.
Actually,
here.
My first name is Omer. Our joint last name is Orion.
Of course, I knew that. I'm kind of hungover this morning.
No, well, everybody calls me Orion or Orion anyways.
Sheesh. I'm sorry. Omer.
Yeah, no, it's all good.
And your dad's name?
It's Shimon.
Shimon. Is he still around? Or?
Yeah, he's still around.
Yeah, cool. And so, who's the brains behind the outfit? It's you, right?
No, I would definitely not say that. I'm not a very smart guy. I will have to say that Dave Orion is the brains.
He's got that kind of demeanor about him where he's a little bit quiet, but you know there's a lot going on upstairs.
Yeah, there's definitely quite a bit going on upstairs.
Yeah, yeah. Awesome stuff, man. I really appreciate the waffles. I mean, I don't want to bore the audience. I mean, they're kind of like, they're going, why can't I
no,
have
I
waffles?
I think a lot of them have already had breakfast, so they're kind of bumming out.
No, you don't know my audience. They're like, people go, you know, man, I wanted to listen to your show today, but I just woke up too late, you know? So a lot of people do eat breakfast pretty late, and what better way to have breakfast but at Off the Waffle? You know, I'm not trying to do a commercial here, but I just want to say you guys make some awesome, awesome waffles. I really appreciate you bringing these down. And
yeah, man, I just wanted to show you what we've got going on because it's kind of new stuff.
And you can put it on my tab. And I don't know what else to say. You got any shout-outs? You got anything you want to say on the radio?
I just want to shout out to my dad and my brother and everybody in Eugene for, you know, just being awesome.
Oh, by the way, what we did on the archive was we interviewed Dave, and then your mom heard it later on the internet in Israel, right?
Right.
Yeah. That must
yeah,
be...
they just got internet over there in Israel.
You're
yeah.
kidding.
They had a camel go over there from Saudi Arabia with a little, you know, a little hard drive on its back, and it brought the internet in there.
Yeah, it's so cool that people in Israel are listening to this show. The Sunday Morning Hangover. Well, thank you very much for stopping by.
Thank you, Mark.
There, Omer, right?
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know what's wrong with me today. All right, let's hear some music.
Baby, let me be good to you.
I'll do anything you want me to do. Anything you want. Do. Your love has brought me around. Every time I was feeling down, but I'm so glad you give me everything I've got.
Now's my time, baby. Let me be good to you. Now sitting on the easy chair.
Everybody do it. A pussycat.
That was so cool of Omer from Off the Waffle to stop in and bring me some waffles. That really incredible stuff. Did not expect that. At 11 o'clock or so, we will be calling Whitney McGraw from Cotton Jones. This is the Reverend Mark time. And this is The Typewriter by Leroy Anderson. Before that, we heard Mongo Santa Maria with El Pussycat. And we heard Otis and Carla doing Let Me Be Good to You. And a friend of mine, Honey Visor, who you've heard on this show before, is obsessed with a song. She's not listening, but I wanted to play it for you anyhow. I wanted to play two versions of this song because she's really into kitty cats, speaking of cats. And it's called Leave My Kitten Alone. The Beatles covered it, but this is the original version by Little Willie John.
Yeah. parts of your bones.
The Sonics, Leave My Kitten Alone. Before that, Little Willie John with the original Leave My Kitten Alone. This is the Reverend Mark Time Sunday Morning Hangover. This is KWVA Eugene coming up. Going to try to call Whitney McGraw from Cotton Jones.